Lesson 6, The Change of the Law. Sunday, the Promise. The Apostle Paul says, "Therefore, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." That's the key. No condemnation. Everybody wants to hear this. No condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Romans 8, verse 1. There's a little tiny word, in Christ Jesus. Are you in Christ Jesus? That's the point. Because then the promise will work for you. If you are not in Christ Jesus, you will be condemned. So it's just the opposite. Being outside of Jesus, condemnation. Being in Jesus, no condemnation. Now that's the key. But how can I get to this point, being in Christ Jesus? Because that's the promise then. No condemnation. Hallelujah. In, to be in something, means not to be far away. You're more than close. You are in something. This being together in one spirit, the same thinking, that you can say, my will is your will and your will is my will. Oh Lord, your will be done. This is being in Christ Jesus. And that's only possible by love. Without love, you never can be in somebody. So, some people think that the problem is the law. If we could get rid of the law of God, then we would be free, and then we could do whatever we want to, and then life would be fine, wouldn't it? And that's the devil who tells such ideas. If you do whatever you want, you will be in trouble, because then you will do silly things, and you can act wisely. And then, there will be success. But only then, if you act wisely. If you act in a stupid way, there won't be any success. You can be sure about that. Every day, we make decisions. And whether they are made in a wise way or in a stupid way, we will see the outcome of it. So the problem is not the law of God who tells us what is the best, but our inclination. We are in a way like this. If you put something on here, like a ball, what will happen? Yep. It goes down. You don't have to do anything because it's not flat. As soon as it like this, whoosh, it goes down. And that's our problem. The Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 7 reads, verse 7, what shall we say then? Is the law sin? Certainly not. Indeed, I would not have known what sin was except through the law. For I would not have known what coveting really was if the law had not said, do not covet. So, the law is holy. The commandment is holy, righteous and good. But what we need is to be in harmony with God's law. And that's only possible when we love Jesus. If we really love him, then we want to do his will. then we are in Jesus. And then there is no condemnation. This is the promise. But because of the devil, this law had to be changed according to the devil's will. And he has done that in church history, as we will see. Till tomorrow.